Tuesday, the 8th of September, Yud Tes Elul, Lilu Nishmas, Miriam Rivka Bas Yitzchok, Tzvi Yaakov Ben Zev Yehuda, Rabbi Aaron Jacobson, Imru Lefonai Malchius.
Morning. We titled this shiur Imr Yana Deyema, and although it's 2 weeks to, or under 2 weeks to Rosh Hashanah, but it's still very much in Yana Deyema. We're starting Slichas on Sunday. The Sfadim have already been saying Slichas since Rish Chodesh Elul, so I don't think it's too early to open a Gemara Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara said, the Tosa, one of the Pesukim we say in Malchias is Zecher Asal in Hifla'isov, Chanan V'Racham Hashem. Hashem made a memory for his wonders. Hashem is all merciful and compassionate. Rabbi Aaron Kotler explains this pasuk to say that we're trying to say that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu does something, he doesn't do it once. HaKadosh Baruch Hu repeats it every year. We have a Yetzias Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu repeats it every year. We have a Shavuos, a Matan Torah, we have the Hashpos every year. And the same goes with Rosh Hashanah and with other Yomim Tovim. We have the opportunity to come back on them, to grow from them every year, not just once a lifetime, or perhaps never. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us these opportunities every single year to work on them. So let's take a look at the Gemara and Rosh Hashanah. Perhaps we can precede it with a question, which we'll try and answer. And that is that on Rosh Hashanah, we do not ask at all during the Tfilis for personal requirements. Our whole Tfilis of Rosh Hashanah is primarily based on davening for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's supreme revelation in this world. That's what we daven for. That's the whole focus of the Tfilis Rosh Hashanah. A day of judgment, a day when our lives are at stake, and yet we put that aside. 1 minute. We don't put it entirely aside. When do we look at it? We look at it and we say, Zachreinu l'chaim, melech chafetz b'chaim, uchsoiv l'chaim tovim. When do we say these brachas, these tefillahs? We say them in a place when we never ever put personal bakoshas in. The Gemara says, Osa la'adam levakish tzrachov, v'gimul rishonis. One's forbidden to place one's personal requests during the first three brachas. And yet, we do that. We don't. The main body of the tefillah, which is the most appropriate place to put private requests, we don't do. Personal requests, we don't do that. And yet, in the places where we're not meant to do it, we do it. Why? Let's learn a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah together, and perhaps we'll get an appreciation for, we've got a number of questions on the Gemara, an appreciation for what the Gemara is saying, and perhaps we'll come back to this answer, Ezrat Hashem. Okay, Tanya. Says the Gemara. A Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Tes Zayin Amud Aleph. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Mishum Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Yehuda said from the Tana Rabbi Kiva, Mibnei Ma'a Amra Torah. Why did the Torah say, Heviu Omer BaPesach? Bring the Korban Omer in Pesach time. Mibnei Sha Pesach Zman Tvohu. Because Pesach is a time when the new crop is finished grow and you want to finish growing and you want to start benefiting from that new crop. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, said HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Heviu Lefonai Omer BaPesach. Bring in the Beis HaMikdash. Beis HaMikdash is Lefnei Hashem. Lefonai. Bring in before me Omer and Omer BaPesach Kedei Shetisporech Lachem Tvua. In order that the Tvua in the Sodeh should have a bracha. Whatever we do, whatever we have, what rights do we have to whatever we have? Esav took Olam Hazeh. Yaakov took Olam Haba. What rights do we have to Olam Hazeh? Our rights to Olam Hazeh, in as much as they are a harness and a focus and a vehicle to help us achieve Avodas Hashem. So we get Tvua. We say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the first of our Tvua, the Rishis, the beginning of it, is there for you. Then, says Hashem, I'll give you a bracha in the Tvua Shebesodas. We do that with the idea of Maisa money. It's also the same idea. That one is Mafresh, the first tenth, the Truma. That's all the idea of Heviyu Lefonai. Why did the Torah say bring Shtei Halechem Ba'atzeres? Ibnei Sha'atzeres Zman Peres Ilan. Because Atzeres, Shavuos time is the time when the fruits of the tree become ripened, Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu, Hakadosh Baruch Hu said, bring me a fruit. Heviyu lefonai shtei alechem, bring me the two breads. Ba'atzeres, kedei shiz baruch hu lechem peiris eilan, in order that the peiris eilan should be blessed. I know, I see, alright, shtei alechem is not a fruit. Rashi asked the question, Rashi says a big kiddush. Rashi says that we're going according to the man, the Amar, who holds that the eight she'ochal Adam Arishon, the tree that Adam Arishon ate from, was a chitta. And we're therefore looking at the chitta as being a tree. Why did the Torah say, bring water, bring me water, pour the water in Sukkos, on Sukkos, we start saying, on Shmini Atzeres, we start, because Sukkos, we should really start even on the beginning of Sukkot. The Gemara says we don't do it because it's inappropriate to sit in a sukkah and be davening for rain. The two things are contradiction. But effectively, Sukkot is the time when we start to think about the rain for the coming year. At that time, when we start to think about the rain for the coming year, and we want a bracha in the produce of the coming year, what do? We do nischu lefonai mayim b'chag. We pour water before Hashem, and as a service of Nisuch HaMayim. In fact, the Medrash says that Shivchi Kamayim Libeich Noichach Pnei Hashem, says the Medrash, that's referring to the water, the Mayim Elyonim and the Mayim Tachtonim. At the time of when HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the world, all the water, the Pasuk says, was one. HaKadosh Baruch Hu split the waters and left some water close to him and other water close to what we have. And the Mayim complained to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you've cut me off from you. Says the Medrash, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Mayim the Nisuch HaMayim B'chag. So I always remember Chaim Kaufman saying, and that's the Shivchi Kamayim Libeich Noichach Bnei Hashem. That's the cry of the water to become close to Hashem. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu placated him by giving him Nisuch HaMayim B'chag. So I remember Chaim Kaufman always saying, how much water do you pour? And look, How many days? For 7 days? 8 days? A machloek is 7 or 8 days. How many years was the Beis HaMikdash going for? 800 years? Maybe they did it in Shmisk and Shiloh as well. So we're talking about 1200 years. And for that little bit of water, the water was placated. The Gemara says actually the water wasn't placated just with that, because there's an aspect of salt in the water as well. So the Gemara says that the Gemara said we'll put melech on the karbonis as well. And we do that as a seicha, we put salt on the table every time we eat. But why is the water placated with that? So he said, you see, that with a little bit, if it's the right focus, then everything else comes into that focus. In other words, the water that we have, that pour on the Mizbeach, and the water that we drink, our whole life is all focused towards being able to do that little bit of water, to give that little bit back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that justifies everything. That little bit of Tevuah, the little bit of Omer that we give, justifies all the Omer, all the Tevuah that we have, and the same with that Atzeres. When it says the Gemara doesn't finish there. So all that's very understandable. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Huda said from Rabbi Kiva, Ve'imru lefonai b'Rosh Hashanah, say before me b'Rosh Hashanah, Malchias of Zichronis v'Shoifres, Malchias kedei shetamnichoni aleichem, Zichronis kedei sheyale zichroneichem lefonai letoiva, say before me Malchias Zichronis v'Shoifres, Malchias in order that I should become king over you, Zichronis in order that your memory should arrive before me letoiva, u'bameh b'Shoifa. And how with a Shoifa? Now the Rishonim point out, if you read the Gemara, it would sound like that means say Malchias, say Zichronis, but Zichronis you can only say with a Shofar. The Ritva points out that the Bamer B'Shofar is how we do. The Bamer B'Shofar is referring to also to Malchias. That means Imru Lefanei Malchias V'Zichronis, or Bamer, on both of them, how do you do both of them? You do it with a Shofar. How do you do it with a Shofar? Don't know. We're going to try and explain that. All of the others, let's just make a few observations in this Gemara. All of the others don't apply nowadays. Heviu lefonai omer, heviu lefonai shtei alechem, heviu lefonai mayim. They all don't apply nowadays. So why does Malchias Zichronis apply nowadays? The reason why they don't apply nowadays is because the prerequisite of the Gemara is Heviu Lefonai, bring it before me. Before me means in the Beis HaMikdash. So you can't do that. So how are we Mekayim? Why are we able to say Malchus Zechronis not in the Beis HaMikdash? The Gemara says in Daf Chav Vav Amud Aleph an interesting thing. The Gemara says that you can have a shofar made out of anything. Kol ha-shofaris ksherim. All shofaris are kosher. Chutz mishel para. The only animal that you can't use its horn for is a para. And the Gemara says a reason reishu kerim. The Gemara says that's the Mishnah's reason. The Gemara says a different reason. The Gemara says, why can't you do it? Says the Gemara, Hainu tamid rabbanan k'derav chista. The reason of the Gemara, of the Rabbanan, not to use a para, a shofar of a para, is k'derav chista. Says the Gemara, what does Rav Chista hold? Da'amar Rav Chista, mibnei ma'ein kayin gadol nichnas, bebigdei zav, lifnai v'lifnim. A kayin gadol may not wear gold clothes on Yom Kippur when he enters the inner sanctuaries, the Kodesh Kodshim. Why not? Because la'avad avodah lefi she'ein kateger nasa saneger. Because accuser cannot become the defendant. The gold is the accuser, because the gold represents the cheta egel, the sin that we did at the time of Matan Torah. And the saneger is the defendant, is the tshuva that we read, the kapara that we're expecting from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Gemara, that's only, and that's why you can't use the shofar. Because the shofar is made out of, if it would come from a cow, would remind Hashem of the eagle. Says the Gemara, what do you mean? V'ikah b'gdei zav b'chutz. We wear the Kohen Gadol. If you'd go to the Beis HaMikdash, you would see the Kohen Gadol with all his regalia, gold. Gold is there to remind us of the Egel. So why? What's happened to the rule of Ein Kateger, Nas Saneger, an accuser cannot become a defendant? Says the Gemara, Shofar is also Bachutz, so why? What's the difference? Says the Gemara, Mibifnim Kamrinon. We only have this problem, Lifnai V'lifnim. Why? Menashe Borden, Marcel Borden, explained it to me beautifully. What do you mean, Ein Kateger Nasa Saneger? Is that true? Our whole principle of our lives is built not like that. We know that we do tshuva, G'dayla tshuva, Shemagasat Kiseh Kovod, and we know that the ultimate level of tshuva is Zdonos Nasa Noikos Chuyos. In other words, the ultimate level of tshuva is where the chait itself becomes the cause of a schus. And the poshapshat is that through the sin, a person has the opportunity to come closer. The remorse that a person feels after having done the sin, he brings a person closer to Hashem, much closer than he was beforehand. So in fact, the whole principle of the world is built on Zdonos Nasa Noikos Chuyos. So what do you mean, Ein Kateger Nasa Saneger? But, Lifnai V'lifnim, it's inappropriate. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates a plan, a blueprint of the world, his idea is to reach the ultimate tikkun. His idea that when you design and when you make a design, you want it to be clear at the source of the design where the thing is heading to. Even the place where the thing is heading to, there's already the opportunity for things to go wrong, or there's already things placed for where things are wrong and where things can become a tukun, then you don't have the plan, the original view of where it's going. Lifnai v'lifnim, the Kohen Gadol wears white, lavon. There it's clear, lifnai v'lifnim, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. Outside, there's a mokum for avodah to get back to the lifnai v'lifnim, to get back to where HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. We've got a place where we can see clearly what is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do the right, the good. There's a clear place, a clear point, and a clear vision what that good is. Outside, we can have gold. Outside, we can do... If we've done Averis, we can do Teshuvah and get back to the point that we're meant to get back to. That point which we're meant to get back to is the Lifnai V'lifnim. Okay, so Bachutz, you can wear gold, inside you can't. Says the Gemara, but Shofar's Bachutz. Says the Gemara, Shofar, kiven de lezikaron hu kebifnim dami. shofar, because it's there to the zikaron, it's kelifnim. That means the shofar, wherever it is, that means if we're blowing it even in London, it's keliflai velifnim. Hence, if we asked, why is it that Omer is bottle, Atzeres Shtei Alechem is bottle, Amay Nisuch Amayim is bottle, why is it all these things don't apply nowadays? The answer is because they can't be brought lifnai velifnim. They can't be brought lefonai, they can't be brought in the Beis HaMikdash. But this, not only can it be brought in the Beis HaMikdash, lefonai, it can be brought lifnai velifnim. The shofar is considered to be in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kelifnai velifnim. Hence, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Rabbi Yehuda says, Mishum Rabbi Akiva, what's the avodah on these days? The avodah is, each one is to go back to the source and to give it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in order to get a bracha for it. We can still do that on Rosh Hashanah. We should say Malchus Zichronis, but it's not good enough to say Malchus Zichronis, because saying Malchus Zichronis is not Lifnai V'Lifnim. Ubameh B'Shoifah, that brings us Lifnai V'Lifnim. But how do you do it? How do you do it with the shofar? How do you do Malchus Zichronis with the shofar? Why does the Gemara, let's ask another question, why does the Gemara bring Dafka, the Imur Lefanei Malchus and Zichronis, as part of this Seder? In fact, if one looks at the Gemara only mentioned Omer and Atzeret and Shtei Alechem and Mayim only because of the Malchus and Zichronis and Shofaris. This Gemara is a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. This Gemara is a Gemara which is discussing primarily the Avodah of Rosh Hashanah. So why is it that the Gemara brings Mibnei Ma'amra Torah Heviu Lefanei as an introduction to this continuation, to this Gemara of what we're meant to do on Rosh Hashanah? It would seem that the words of the Gemara of Aviyu Oimer BaPesach, Mnei Pesach Zman Tavua, and Atzeres, Shtei Alechem, and Nisuch HaMayim B'Chag are meant to be an introduction to understanding why we say Malchus and Zichronis. And this is the key of this Gemara. That's what the Gemara is coming to tell us. What's the connection? All of the others, let's look at the others and analyze it. All of the others are at a time when we need those things. Those things, that's the time for them. That's the time when they ripen. The time of Tvua is Pesach time. The time of Peiros Ilan is Shavuos time. The time when we start to begin to cast our mind about the future year's prosperity is Sukkos time. When, if you're running a field, that's the start of the year. That's when you have to start plowing. That's when you have to start preparing the ground. That's when you have to start relying on the rains of the coming year. Obviously, if that's the pre-introduction of this Gemara, then Rosh Hashanah is also the time of when person starts again. That's the Zman Bria Sa'adam. We know, the Gemara says, in Daf Chav Zayin Amud Aleph, we daven on Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah we say, Zeh Hayoyim, today is the first day of creation. All of us, 6 months ago, was Zeicha to say Birchas Hachama. Birchas Hachama represents the first day that the sun was placed into the solar system. So when was the world created? Pesach or Rosh Hashanah, or Shavuot Rosh Hashanah. I mean, Nisan or Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara says that's a machlekes Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Eleza. We paskin, and that's what Tosfos asks, we paskin, in fact, that the world was created in Nisan, because we do the tkufas according to Nisan. Says Tosfos, Tema, Hakaim and Unkin Rabbi Yeshua. Tema, when Tosfos says Tema, that means, it's mamash a peleti kikasha. Hakaim and Unkin Rabbi Yeshua. We do Birkas Hachama Pesach time, what's going on here? How can we say, Zeh Ayom Tchilas Ma'asecha? So Tosfos brings the Tzemachleikas, or Tanoim, but still that doesn't justify it. Finishes off Tosfos, Va'omer Rabbeinu Tam, very famous words of Rabbeinu Tam, Eilu va'eilu divrei likim chayim, both are true. Why are both true, says Tosfos? Because Ike lemeimed betishri ola b'machshava. On Tishri was when HaKadosh Baruch Hu kaviyachol placed in thought about preparing the world. In other words, the 7 days of creation are mirrored b'machshava in Rosh Hashanah. And when we say Zeh Hayom Tchilas Ma'asecha, we mean that that's the day when HaKadosh Baruch Hu formulated, concreted, his plans firmly to create man. So today, Rosh Hashanah is the day of when HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his mind, B'sheirish, has placed Beratzon that he wants to create man. Today is the Mokher for man. Today is the source for man. Mokher is Gematria Ratzon. Today is the day when HaKadosh Baruch Hu willed to create man. Just like all the others, when they start at their source, we makdish it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's yours, and everything that comes thereafter is just an outcome of what's yours. So here also, today, this day, we also say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're yours. The Gemara says, the Pasuk in the Karbonus, it says, by all of the others, Karbonus, it says, V'hikrav tem oila. It says, you should bring up oila. On Rosh Hashanah it says, V'asisem oila. You should make yourselves into an oila, literally. How's that possible? Says the Gemara, that Rosh Hashanah is different from any other Yom Tov. On every other Yom Tov, V'hikrav tem oila. We take the carbon, we are who we are, and we are asked by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do the avodah. We as Jews have been zeicha to be able to do the service of God, and therefore we're happy to be able to bring up a carbon. On Rosh Hashanah it's not like that. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'asisem oila. Make yourselves into an oila. Be makriv yourselves. Why? Today is the first day of creation. Ze ayom tchilas ma'asecha. Just as we understand that haviu lefonai omer b'chag, that each time at the beginning of the source of a hashpa from Hashem, the way one actually merits to be able to be zoicha, to receive the blessing, is by giving of it to God. So the way we can merit the blessing of life, our existence, is by giving of ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And through that, that defines what the purpose of the whole existence of the person is thereafter. Just like when one brings Omer, then that makes the whole focus of the year towards the Omer. And the same goes with the Mayim, that the whole focus of our life is towards being able to serve Hashem with Mayim, with water, with our Tavua, with our papyrus. So the same is with the Malchus. The Malchus makes it that we now define the beginning of the year, the outset of the year, the Sheirish, we define what we want to achieve. That we want to be makriv ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How do we do that? Today is the first day that Rosh Hashanah is the first day when HaKadosh Baruch Hu becomes king on the world. A king is not a king unless he has subjects. And we today on Rosh Hashanah are his subjects. And we declare that we are his subjects. Every day in Hayom Yom, we say a different Hayom Yom. On Friday we say Hayom, on Hayom Yom we say Hashem Malach Geus Lavish. Why do we say that? So the Gemara says the reason why we say that is because today was the day, Friday is the day when God created man. And man, we declare that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is king. And so therefore Hashem becomes king on the day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu declares man. And creates man. HaKadosh Baruch Hu cannot become a king unless there are people and subjects to accept him as king. We say every day, Adon Olam, the owner of the world, Asher Molach, who is in fact king, Beterem Kol Yetzir Nibra, before anybody was created. But Le'eis Nasa, now that he's been made, now the man was created, with all of us willing, gladly willing, Azai Melech Shemoi Nikra. Now he can be rightfully called a king. Until then, he's not a king. A king is only a king unless he has subjects. On this day, first day of creation, we say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're makrav of ourselves. We're declaring you king, and we're ignoring ourselves totally. So how are we allowed to ask for personal requests? And why do we do it in the wrong place? The answer is we're trying to point out something over here. I heard a beautiful mashal to bring this out from Matisyahu Salomon Shlita. He said like this. He said, imagine, let's say, a guy or a person who has, let's say B&Q. And he owns the store. And it's difficult times, so he's reduced the amount of tills that are available. And people are queuing up to, hopefully it'll be nice queues, people are queuing up to get their DIY stuff. Their building wares and everything. They're standing in the queue. And Yankel comes in, Beryl standing in the queue, and Yankel walks into the store and collects tons of stuff, expensive stuff. And he sails straight to the front, checks in, doesn't pay anything, and walks straight out again. So Beryl turns around to Yankel and says, I didn't know you become the owner of B&Q. Well, how do you manage that? He said, simple. I've been employed by the director to go and build an extension round the back here. So therefore, I've been told, just come in, just click off everything so we've got it for stock control. But that's it, then you can go in and go out. So, Mr. Q, Kultov, goodbye. I'm getting paid as well, because I'm doing the job. So, said Ramatsio, that's exactly what we're trying to do, Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, we come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If we come and start saying, Rabbeinu Shalom, check out, give us this, we've done this chus and that chus, First of all, who says we've got enough money to pay for it? And the queue's a long queue. We come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu right at the beginning of the tefillah and we say, Rabbeinu Shalom, we're not in it for ourselves. We've got the main body of the tefillah, we're only interested in Malchus Shamayim. But in order to have Malchus Shamayim, Rabbeinu Shalom, if we're not healthy, we can't have Malchus, we can't declare Malchus Shamayim properly. We can't say, if we haven't got Parnasa, we can't do that. Rabbeinu Shalom, all these things that we need, we don't need it for ourselves. So Zochreinu l'chaim melech chavitz b'chaim v'chasveinu b'sefer ha'chaim l'man chalekim chaim. We're not in it for ourselves, Rabbeinu Shalom. You know why we're allowed to say it in the first three brachas? Because the reason why one can't say it in the first three brachas is because the appropriate way to come to greet a king is one first says the praises of the king and one achieves the goodwill of the king, and then once one's done that, one can say, king, honored king, please have mercy, we need this and this and this, and hopefully with the chain that one has, one is able to achieve what one wants to achieve. And then when one's finished, one turns round and one says thank you without mentioning personal things. Here we do the opposite. At the beginning, when we start the tefillah, we say Rabbeinu Shalom, we're about to embark on a tefillah where we declare you king. If we're going to do that, Rabbeinu Shalom, we need the wherewithal in order to be able to do that. So therefore, our first request is nothing to do with our personal. We're in fact embarking on doing the main body. What we're trying to do here is to declare you king. In order to do that, we need l'chaim, etc. We come to the end and we say, Rabbeinu Shalom, thank you for the opportunity of being able to declare you king. We finish off by saying, we'd love to continue saying that. How are we going to be able to do that if we haven't got Parnasa Teva and Brocha and Shalom, etc.? We won't be able to do that. So therefore we finish off with Sefer Chaim, Brocha v'Shalom. We've learned from this Gemara, how do we do this? What's the most pnimious way to do that? Let's just finish off. We haven't made that point. What's the deepest way to do that? We've said it by Dibur, but what's the deepest way to do that? The deepest way to do that is to take the very breath of life that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us on that day, and give it back to him in Avodas Hashem. How does one do that? The neshima of the shofar. The shofar, I heard from Rabbi Miller, is an expression of the person's breath, without any clothing on it, without any embellishment, without any sound. When a voice has to go through the sound box, it already has to be broken down and made into words. The shofar is the cry from the heart. The shofar is taking the first breath, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, and saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, here it is, it's yours. I'm using it to declare you as king. Says the Gemara, therefore it's lifnai v'lifnim. It's touching a point which is the very shorish of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of the person. It's going back to the point of vayipach ba'apo of nishmas chaim. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu breathed in us on that day of Rosh Hashanah, the breath of life. The continuation of the Gemara is then beautiful. The Gemara starts off, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Mishum Rabbi Akiva. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell us to bring Omer B'Tvua B'Chag, B'Pesach, and Omer and Shnei Lechem B'Atzeres, and Nisfo Mayim B'Chag? Because these are all times of these things. So bring them to me in order that you should get a bracha. Says the Gemara, the Amar of Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Rosh Hashanah, what should you do? Say Malchias, say Zichronis. Zichronis is no time to explain. But say Malchias, Zichronis, Bameh. How are you going to get there? Lefonai, in front of me. Lifnai v'lifnim. Get back to the very source of everything. B'Shofar. With the Shofar. Going back and saying, Rabbeinu Shalom, here, the very point, the beginning point of life, belongs to you. And with that, there will be Zeichem et Hashem to a bracha. We'll be Zeichem et Hashem to a ksivach simtei.